You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. Here are 10 ways that are definitely going to help you discover, reveal, unearth more about your soul's purpose. So let's get into it. First thing is first, you have to recognize, honor, and fully accept that you do indeed have a purpose. It's not a singular purpose. You don't just have one single purpose, and that's so important to recognize. We have many ways of looking at our life and our mission and our reason for being here. That's where a lot of people can get caught up, is when they think that there's only one single thing that they're supposed to be doing, and yet that is not necessarily the case. It's not just one thing. It can be a combination of many different aspects of your life. And I don't want that to overwhelm you, because it is helpful to get focused on what it is that you are passionate about. And that brings me into the second way to discover more about your life and soul's purpose, which is to look at everything you are passionate about. Ask yourself, what lights me up? What brings me joy? What do I actually enjoy thinking about and learning about and discovering? And what am I consistently thinking about and I'm concerned about? Now, there's two different ways to look at what you're passionate about. The first thing is to think about something that you could offer your time and energy into, such as something that you want to be an advocate for, something that you really, really care about. And then the other passion is what it is that you want to create with your own life. Now, that type of passion is going to set you on a different type of path, where you're going to be creating consistently. And that's the type of passion and purpose that you would want to actually focus on, as far as creating something and enjoying the process. And the other type of passion is you can offer either your time and energy and money into. So think about two different types of passions and go from there. The third way to discover more about your life and soul's purpose is to get out of your own way. I personally know what this is all about. I have gotten in my own way multiple times, and it's easy to blame others or circumstances or situations or our past or experiences. But when we blame or victimize the situation consistently, that's when we're losing our power. But if we step into our power and get out of our own way, then we're lighting the way. We're seeing what is out there for us. So it's important to recognize, for one, that you certainly have a purpose, absolutely, without a doubt, and then to get out of your own way. So in other words, recognize if you might be sabotaging yourself in some way. Or another way of explaining it is if you are protecting yourself in some way. I will certainly get into another podcast about protecting ourselves, especially subconsciously. We don't even realize we're doing it, because as young kids, we learned certain ways to protect ourselves from either the environment or what we are experiencing, because we're so vulnerable and tiny and little, and the world can seem scary. And so we find these ways to protect ourselves. But as adults, or as growing into adults, doesn't really matter how old you are. You could be certainly very, very mature at a very young age. But as we mature, I should say that, we have to recognize that we don't really need to necessarily protect our emotions so much, to the point where we are sabotaging ourselves. So you must ask yourself, am I sabotaging myself or trying to subconsciously protect myself in some way? That will help you discover more about your life's purpose, is getting out of your own way. Now, the next way, which is number four, if you could only have access to two subject or topics for the rest of your life, what would they be? So I want you to ask yourself, if I only had access to two different subjects or topics to learn about or to discover or to have access to, what two subjects or topics or genres, or however you want to think of it, what two subjects would those be? So for example, would it be, sci-fi or gardening or self-help or self-improvement or metaphysics or cooking, baking, child development, psychology, crystals, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So what would you choose if you only had access to two subjects for the entire rest of your life? That will certainly help you discover more about your soul's purpose, because that is where you are wanting to put your focus. That's what you're passionate about. That's what lights you up, are those subjects. Now, don't get stuck on this, but just whatever comes to your mind first, and it can change over time, so don't worry about that either, but go with the flow and think about which two and go from there. So the next one, I think we're on number five, is to explore, adventure out, be a seeker, get out of your comfort zone. This is so, so important. This is actually how I have discovered so much about my soul's path and my life purpose and what it is that I am here for, is by just getting out of my own comfort zone and exploring, like literally getting out of the house, going on a car ride, taking a solo road trip. And I think that's also important, is when you go solo, because when you're with someone else, you are in their energy and you might be more focused on them and what they want to do. But when you're by yourself, you can take time for what is important to you, and you discover more people, and you have time to think about what it is that you are coming across and how it's making you feel. And thus that will help you discover more about your soul's purpose. The next one is, become mindful of what is right in front of you. A lot of times we just distract ourselves with day-to-day tasks, our responsibilities, and yet we're not paying attention to what is right in front of us. What is it that excites you? What is it that you need to get rid of? Is there something in your current environment that is bothersome to you, or that you've been wanting to do or wanting to rearrange, or something that makes you happy? So pay attention to what is right in front of you and start asking yourself questions. How does this make me feel? Do I not like it anymore? Do I need to get rid of it? Why do I want to get rid of it? Do I want to buy something else to replace it? What would make me happy? So become more mindful of what's right in front of you and how you can make adjustments. And that's really going to help you discover more about your soul's purpose, because you are revealing more about your emotions and your feelings and what actually makes you happy. The next one is to join a group or a circle or a class or a course or mentorship or something along those lines, where you are learning more about yourself, or you're joining a group of other like-minded people. And this might really be expanding your comfort zone a little bit, but this is so, so important. I remember I actually went to many different states, actually, but I became a Reiki master practitioner, and I remember going to that group, and it was really, really fun. But actually, the one thing that really stands out to me after all these years is this woman brought in these cards. They were called soul collage cards, and the woman that created the soul collage cards, is her name is Sina Frost, I believe that's her name, Sina Frost. And it just dug up this whole other realm of passion for me that I didn't even know existed. So if I never would have taken that class to become a Reiki master practitioner, and then I never would have come across that woman who brought in these soul collage cards, which brought me on a whole nother trail of excitement for me, like, oh my gosh, what is this world of cards and discovering more about your soul's purpose? And actually, soul collage cards, if you haven't never heard of them, I would invite you to investigate a little bit more into that and explore more about that as well. But that will help you reveal more about your purpose as well, which I am actually in the process of creating a course about oracle cards as well. So stay tuned for that. Alrighty, so the next way to discover your life and soul's purpose is learn about yourself. Please take the time to learn about yourself. I bet you already do, because most humans, we enjoy learning more about ourselves. But instead of it just being like a quick quiz, which I actually have a quiz as well, but take a personality assessment. So such as the Myers-Briggs test, or my personal favorite is the Gallup Clifton Strengths Finder test as well, which you can take that online, and it gives you tons of information about your strengths. And actually, that gives me an idea. I will probably create a course on that as well. As a licensed teacher, I'm always thinking about all these fun courses I want to create. But yes, learn about yourself. That is going to help you discover more about your purpose and your intention and what you are intended to be here for on this earth. Finally, I believe we're on number 9, is to look back on your life and your experiences and your expertise and what is your knowledge and your know-how. Give yourself more credit. What is it that you've experienced? How can you use your experiences? Again, what lights you up? What have you went through? This could be something traumatic, something scary. This could be something that you've been wanting to share, something that you find bothersome and that you want to help others get through, or maybe not so traumatic or dramatic. Maybe it's just something that you have experienced, such as maybe you went through some type of schooling, or you have a certificate that you've forgotten about. Get back into that and explore more of that and use this as a way. There is a reason why you went through this experience, or this certificate, or this certification, or this schooling, or this type of circumstance in your life. Even if you were a young child and you experienced something, how can you use your experiences to expand your consciousness, to either help yourself or help others, or to share your knowledge in some way? These things have not just happened for the heck of it and then for you to just roll it underneath of the rug. You have went through these experiences to utilize them and to apply them. So get back into that. You can write down a list of all the things that you've done and look at what, again, lights you up, what interests you. If it doesn't really interest you right now, then that's okay, then move on to something else. But consider what you've went through and your knowledge and your know-how and use that. Finally, I think we are on number 10. The 10th way to discover your life and soul's purpose is ask yourself, if you could take on any role right now, what would it be? If you could take on any role or character or circumstance or whatever it is, what would it be? So I'm trying to think of different examples. So for example, being a teacher or an artist or a librarian, a builder, a conductor, a performer, an alchemist, a musician, writer, athlete, psychic reader, a nurse, a healer, an herbalist, an advocate, historian, a supporter, a survivor. All of these different roles, what do you feel drawn to? What excites you? What have you always wanted to do? Or what have you been interested in? Use all of these, or just some of these ways, and go with what you feel drawn to. Now, if you try to do all of them, you might feel a little overwhelmed, but pick one or two that you feel drawn to, the 10 different ways to discover your life and soul's purpose, and utilize that. Get into it. Get deeper and discover more about that. Give yourself the chance to see what you're made of. It's never too late. You still have time. Please don't feel like you aren't good enough, or you don't have the certification, or you're too old, or you're too young. Please don't feel that way. Not to say that your feelings aren't accepted. Of course they are. But know that everything that you've gone through and all of your aspirations and your dreams and what excites you and what you're interested in, these are all part of your soul's purpose. It's like a puzzle, and you put them together And once you discover a little bit more, once you decide to take on a couple of these different ways of discovering more about yourself, then move your magic. Get into action. Even if it's just one step or two steps, get the ball rolling. Trust in what you're experiencing. If you don't know the answer, you could simply Google it. Don't stop. You have to get out of your comfort zone. That is how you create your reality. Everyone experiences fear. It doesn't matter how far along they are. They all started from the beginning. Get into action, trust yourself, trust your intuition, and get after your dreams. This is what you're here for. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.